listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to Decorating Tales with the Interior Design Hound on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Cynthia Waldemeyer, and I'm glad you're here today. Thanks for joining us. It's the special touches that make the difference that can turn a house into a home, one that fits your lifestyle and your personality. And as a dog lover, it doesn't matter whether you share your life with a rescued mutt, pedigreed pooch, or a whole pack of animals. Our companion's influence can be seen all over our homes. It's really fun to express our love of dogs through artwork and collectibles and what I like to call canine style. That is why I am so excited to have Margaret Leecha as our guest today. Margaret is a ceramic tile artist and will be joining us from her studio in California, where she creates the most fabulous ceramic dog tiles. Her work has been featured in magazines such as Better Homes and Gardens, Remodeling Magazine, Women's Day, Old House Journal, Bark Magazine. That's just naming a few. So grab your dog, get comfortable, because we'll be right back with Margaret Leecha to discuss designing with dog tiles and creating a dog shower after these messages.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Buster. You're telling me my dog food products can't go on your shelves?
That's right. Didn't pass one of my Petco certified nutrition checklists. Sorry, Wayne.
Who made these checklists?
Geniuses. Very smart guys.
Well, it's good enough for most grocery stores.
Do you see cheese puffs on my shelves? Mayonnaise? Soda pop?
No.
That's because I ain't running no grocery store, Wayne. Your pets will get better nutrition, I guarantee it. Petco, where the healthy pets go.
Enter the code LUCKY10. LUCKY, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
I play tennis because I love to. But inside, I want to win. Take away the court, the net. I might not be a player, but I'll always be a competitor. Lady Foot Locker understands that.
Lady Foot Locker. The first to carry Adidas off-court shoes and the gear that goes with them.
If you play your best, there's no regret.
Lady Foot Locker. One place, every woman.
Go to ladyfootlocker.com and enter the code AFPLR1LF to get 10% off any order of $50 or more. Or enter the code AFPLR2LF to get 15% off any order of $75 or more at ladyfootlocker.com.
I don't make any decisions about who to hire without going to Angie's List first.
You'll find reviews on home repair to healthcare written by people just like you.
With Angie's List, I know who to call, and I know the results will be fantastic.
Angie's List, which you can trust.
Go to angieslist.com/decorating and get 25% off any subscription. That's angieslist.com/decorating. DECORATING.
This year, Americans are expected to spend a jaw-dropping $36 billion on their pets. From lighted leashes to high-end spa products, the discriminating pet owner can find just about anything to pamper his or her pet. Hi, this is Michelle Fern. Join me every week for Best Bets for Pets, where we'll talk about the latest pet products and talk to the companies that make them. Best Bets for Pets, every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Decorating Tales on Pet Life Radio, and we have a special guest today, Margaret Leecha, to discuss designing with dog tiles and creating a dog shower. Welcome, Margaret. We're glad you're here.
Well, thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
I'm so excited. Tell us how you started making dog tiles.
Well, I went back to school to college as an adult when my kids were in high school and got a degree in art and with an emphasis in ceramic. did a little showing in galleries, and I've always loved tiles, and so I started making tiles in 91, 92. And eventually, at first they were just flat tiles and did a lot of hand painting, but then I started with relief tiles, and I love animals, so...
It was very obvious. You have so many dog breeds on your site, and they're in relief, which I think just gives it a wonderful dimension and style. Tell us a bit about how you make that.
Well, they're all handmade. I make an original mold. I make the original tile, and then I make a plaster mold out of that, and then all my dog tiles are hand-pressed. And the coloration, they're fired for the first time, then after that I put the coloration on, and they're usually fired again, and then I put the transparent glaze over. So they could be in bathroom areas or kitchen backsplashes, dog bath areas.
Right. I just absolutely love tile. I've always loved tile. My husband calls me, he says they're like my chiclets. I love to play with them and decorate with them. But they're not just for the bathroom or a backsplash anymore. You can use them around, or they've never actually been, around fireplaces, even backsplash and desk areas. They just add that pop. And I know that I have done a homorama and did a dog suite, and we actually did a shower in the garage for the dogs. So when they brought the dogs in from outside, they get them clean before they came into the house. And you have the most fabulous shower design on your website. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, actually, that was my first dog shower that I did. And I received a request for a client back east, and she wanted to make a dog shower, just as you said, for her dogs to come in out of the woods and that wouldn't get her house dirty. And that was the first one, and that was probably about 6 years ago.
Right.
And dog showers have become a lot more popular, and they're not just good to wash your dogs, they're good for washing your plants off. There's many uses. Your boots.
Exactly.
Yeah,
some people will think that that's so extravagant. They think you have a dog shower. Are you kidding me? But really, if they're in a mud room, depending on the weather of where you live, if they're in your garage, they are great. You can put plants in there. You can wash the kids off in there. Anything that you would have awkward to throw in a sink or that you wouldn't want in your bathtub, you can rinse off in there, and it's really terrific.
They can go from the extravagant to you know, they're really quite simple.
Exactly. Exactly. And because the other thing that I love about your tiles is there's nothing worse than being in the middle of a design project and falling in love with a beautiful tile, and then you find out they don't have the appropriate trim pieces. And you offer every trim piece possible. And if someone wants a crazy trim piece you don't have, you actually can make one for them.
Yes, I can. Though many people have just used a commercial tile that it has a handcrafted quality to it. Obviously, they look, and they look beautiful with stone too. But yes, I do offer the whole look.
Right. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a good point. A lot of people think that artistic tiles, you know, they're a higher price point because they are handmade, and that's why we love them, because they're so beautiful. But you can actually use a field tile from a regular tile store or your home improvement center and pop a custom tile or art tile in every so often in the design, and it really adds some punch and makes it a design feature and turns it. It's a very economical way to do that.
Right. Then you really do have a unique space that, you know, speaks of you.
Exactly, which is what is all about making a house a home. Now, tell us about your custom tiles. You actually, if someone sends a photograph of their dog, can create a tile with the dog on it, that special, unique one just for them. How does that work?
Yes, I can. Well, they can send me a picture, and I just really beg of a very good picture, a close-up, and that the picture is similar to how my tiles look, so you're really looking at the dog. And that usually takes about 8 weeks to get the first one done. It takes quite a bit of time to make that first tile. And then I always make a mold of it just in case I accidentally break it.
Right.
If they want more than one.
Right.
I have to add to my collection also.
That's funny. Now, when you say the photograph needs to be like your tiles, what you're really saying is it should be more of a close-up on the face rather than right in profile. Right.
Right.
I also love the custom sink that you did for someone. Tell us about that.
Well, I don't make the sink. I buy the sink from a woman that is in the Bay Area here in the San Francisco area, and she makes handcrafted sinks. Then I buy the sink from her. It has been fired once, but there's no glaze on it. All my work is done with underglazes. A lot of hand painting is done with China paint, which is a glaze that goes on top of a glaze. These are underglazes. And they're fired several times before I put on a final glaze, spray a final glaze on it to get a, underglazes are something like a watercolor, if you're familiar
right.
with using watercolor.
Right. But you actually painted the dogs and the design on the sink to coordinate with the design.
Right, the form, and then I do everything else.
Right, so that's terrific. Well, we're going to have to continue talking to you in just a minute. We're going to break right after these messages. We'll be back with Margaret.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PetMeds. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to 1-800-PetMeds.com/decoratingtails, decorating tails, T-A-I-L-S, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
Whether they're big, small, hairy, or whatever, you're going to need gear for your feet. And Kids Foot Locker's got all the great shoes and gear that'll get you in the game.
Go to kidsfootlocker.com and enter the code AFPLR1KF to get 10% off any order of $50 or more. Or enter the code AFPLR2KF to get 15% off any order of $75 or more at kidsfootlocker.com.
And cover those funky feet.
Would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience? We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds. InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service. It's the best, most cost-effective way to invite us in. We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit the website.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information. There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed. Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
Hi, everybody. I'm Megan Blake here with my sidekick, Super Smiley. The giant mutt and spokes dog for throwaways. You're listening to Pet Life Radio, and I'd like to tell you about our brand new show, A Super Smiley Adventure. Our show explores adventures with animals. They can be traveling, out in the world trips, or inner journeys where our animals lead us to inspiration and self-discovery, or just plain fun adventures. Join us here on Pet Life Radio on A Super Smiley Adventure. Good boy.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Decorating Tales with the Interior Design Hound. We're discussing decorating today and designing with dog tiles. Margaret has a studio in California where she has created everything, literally. It wasn't the kitchen sink, it was the bathroom sink, but it had dogs on it. She has a variety of tiles that are in relief form that are beautiful. One of the favorite tiles of yours that we haven't discussed yet has little paw prints on it. Tell us about those tiles.
Well, again, no. I think somebody actually asked for paw prints because they wanted my tiles are really recommended for a wall.
Correct.
But some people have installed them on the floor where there's not a lot of traffic, and she wanted all paw prints throughout on her floor. So that's how those started. And then there's the dog biscuits also that I think are fun.
They are very fun. I love the biscuits because it breaks up some of the design. It's just really fun in a laundry room or the kitchen. And I love the paw prints because if you go to Mexico or Spain or Italy, you actually see the old tiles that when they baked in the sun that a dog actually walked over. And I just think that's charming. I just think that's loads of fun. Now, you could also use tiles to go around a mirror as well.
Yes, on my gift page on my website there. Mm-hmm. A mirrors, again, I purchased a frame, though I have done mirrors where I've constructed the whole mirror myself, and it's on 3/4-inch plywood. But the ones
right.
with on the website are, I purchased the frame, and the client usually chooses which dog they would like to have in the mirror, some of the sayings they use, and then it's like a mosaic, actually, of the, your pet's life.
Right. I thought they were terrific. And not only do they look fabulous, and it's so personal because it is a mosaic of your pet's life. If someone is in a position where they don't own the home and they aren't able to do a backsplash or a bathroom or add tile to a remodeling or building project, it's a great way to bring tile into your home if you have an apartment or if you move often because of your job or circumstances. I thought they were just terrific. What other ways do you recommend that people use tile in their home? How else can they use the tiles that you create?
Well, some people have just hung them. They can have a notch on the back. There are little frames that they can go into, and people have just hung them.
Right, which is really nice.
Yeah, some people just love tiles and just collect them, and they never install them.
And what do they do with them? That's so funny.
Yeah. They just,
I'm a collector. I have the collector gene, so I can relate. Well, but, I mean, do they put them out on display?
They can put them out on display.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you have your favorite statues or...
Right. So they just put them like in a plate stand or against a bookshelf. I gotcha.
Or there are hooks and they can actually hang them on the wall if they want.
Right, right.
Mainly they are installed in either kitchen or bathroom backsplashes or around the fireplace, around.
And you actually help your clients with design projects. If they come to you and say, well, we know we are looking for a backsplash, here are our measurements, this is kind of the direction we want to go, and you actually help them with that. Isn't that correct?
I can help them with suggestions, yes. I can help them. But I always suggest that they talk to their tile installer.
That's right, because you can design the most beautiful thing in the world, and if you're not communicating with the tile installer, it can be a disaster.
Yes, to get a good tile installer. And it's nice if you have one that loves handcrafted tiles.
Right, because their thickness is different.
And fresh to do. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Their thickness is different. The weight is different. So sometimes you have to do, depending on the field tiles, a thick set of, you know, to adhese it onto the wall or the surface. The other big tip that I would give people is for backsplashes, particularly in the bedroom or the bathroom or the kitchen, is the electrical outlets, that you consider where those are on the floor plan before you create your beautiful design creation, or you will come in and find a big outlet in the most inappropriate space of your design.
So always,
sometimes
you can't change that, you know, and you have to work around it.
Right. And sometimes it is code and you have to work around that. Sometimes they slap them up where they would like to, and there might be a way to tweak it. So by all means, please look at the electrical plan before you're designing with tiles. It's really important to keep the integrity of what your design was or where your focal points will be. I just am so excited about your tiles. Do you add different breeds at different times by request, or how did you come up with the ones that you do carry? Because you carry quite a few.
Many of those were because of requests. The various breeds that I have on my website, yes, it has grown, and they're continuing to grow.
How many do you have now? Do you know?
What? I don't really know.
That's okay. What is your most, is one more popular than the other or not really?
Golden Retriever. Probably the Golden Retriever and the Lab, because many people will ask for their breed, but also they'll throw in other dogs into their design also. And really, the Golden Retriever, I think, is one of America's most favorite dogs, and the Lab.
Right.
And those are probably the two most favorite of all the dogs.
I have worked with a veterinarian before on a design in their office. Have you done some commercial work with your tiles in vet's office? I think they would be perfect.
Yes, I have done several vet's offices throughout the United States.
Oh, that's just so great. Yeah. And did they end up in the examining rooms, or was it just like a feature when you walk into the vet's office?
Well, it varies. In one store, actually in the Bay Area, I'm in each one of their little offices, and I also am in the waiting room.
Depends
upon, you know, how big the office is. And
right. I always think in commercial design, especially with these tiles, especially at a vet, when people are stressed when they're there, it takes their mind. Artwork takes their mind off of, you know, it gives them something to look at and focus at rather than I'm taking my dog in to see the vet right now. So I think it's a great feature for an office as well as for a home. What about fireplaces? Have you done many fireplace surrounds? Because I think that would just look terrific.
Well, in one veterinarian office in Pennsylvania, I do believe it is, I have done, it was an old Victorian type of house that has been remodeled into a veterinarian office, and they redid the fireplace around, and my dogs are there.
Oh, that's great.
And I have done more, perhaps with the wildlife that I do, I've done that have been in fireplaces more perhaps than the dogs.
Because you have so many different animals. Margaret, tell me about why you think it's important that people bring dogs into their decorating and design schemes.
Well, I just think that they bring warmth and a whimsy to you, into your life. The tiles do. And it seems like we're all so stressed and so busy that when you go home, it's just nice to have a place that you feel protected and that you can relax and that reflects you as a person.
Exactly.
And so that's why I think I would like to have them. I personally don't have them in my house, but next time I move, which is going to be in another year or so, I'm going to put them in my house also.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we just love dogs, and it means so much when our home is a reflection of who we are and that it's personal. I know that a lot of design shows say, oh, well, worry about resale, don't paint it this wild color. But if you're just going to live in a vanilla box, it's cold, and you like to bring your own personal stamp and touches on things. And when your dog is a part of your life and is important, I think it's important that you reflect that in your design because it's something special to you. So if you're not in a position to redo the backsplash, you could put a mirror up or put some special touches in displays. I think that's really important. Now, I love your dog liners. They have like three different dogs on it. Tell us about those and what design instances you've used those in before.
Well, they have been used as a little liner on, as I don't think I have an example of that. I wanted something a little smaller, something to carry through a design. So maybe you just don't have spots of tiles if you wanted to have your eye go in a continuous line.
Correct.
And add a few more dogs into it. And then the one little dog at the end, which is a border collie in quotes, is really after my dog. I have a border collie dog that's quite old now, and I thought that she needed to be in my work.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what is your dog's name?
My dog's name is Ruby.
Ruby. Have you always had border collies, or how did Ruby come into your life?
I've always had herding dogs. I love herding dogs. I just think that they're smart. They're so attuned to you. So I've had Queenslands. I've had Border Collies. Probably they've all been mutts, and she is too. She's a cross. Yes, I've always... I like their intelligence and that they're so attuned to you. I don't think she would be a good working dog.
Well, she obviously made a great model because she looks terrific on that dog liner. Now, you've got 2x2, like a mosaic tile, which is small, and it has the little biscuit on it. It comes in other sizes, but that also comes in several different glazes and colors that someone could actually use just a regular field tile and pop that in every so often and give it a really nice look. I'm sure those are very popular.
The dog biscuits are very popular, popular.
Right.
Probably the dog biscuits are probably more popular than the paws. Almost everybody gets some of the biscuits, and
yeah,
they
they're
are.
So cute.
They're
so cute.
Or sometimes they're as on the dog shower page. They've used them as a continuous line around the dog shower. Right. But some people have just spotted them in. It just adds more fun.
It sure does. Now, you're in California, but you do work all over. You mentioned Pennsylvania and other places. I know I have a brother that's on the West Coast as well as a sister and a brother on the East Coast, and my parents are in the South. So I travel quite a bit. And regionally, sometimes designs are a little bit different, but anymore with the internet and all of the television shows, everyone is aware of what's going on everywhere. One trend that I see that makes me yawn is the subway tile trend that we see over and over again right now in all the shelter publications. Is that popular where you are?
Yes. No, I think popularity in tiles now is just nationwide because of the publications
right.
and because of the internet. And Some people have used my tiles with Subway tiles, and they look good. I think I like them more with a 4x4. I like a smaller tile myself,
right.
But everybody's aesthetics is different, and how people have used them when they, I've been fortunate enough that they've sent me pictures that they look great and that people are happy with them.
And that's the most important.
I have received the warmest compliments about my tiles. It really sometimes it almost brings tears to my eyes that you can, it just brings something to their living space.
And it makes it special.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. I'm a color girl myself, not crazy, wild, mod colors, but I could not live in an all-white interior. So I am ready for the all-white kitchen with Subway tile to go away. I'm sure I'll get lots of letters, but I remember the first time that I attended the Kitchen and Bath show, which is held every year, and this was many, many years ago, I was so disappointed because there were not many tiles there. That's more what you see at surfaces and so forth. But I'm a big tile person, and I think any way that you can express your love of dogs and what's going on in your life and making it personal is so much fun. And they're conversation starters when people come to your home.
Yes, I'm in agreement with you. And I just really love it when somebody calls that just really to bet, they're ready to bet on themselves and their aesthetics.
Which is great. Which is what it's all about, not to have someone tell you what your home should look like or what happens to be the flavor of the month or the trend of the month. Your home should be a reflection of your personality, and it needs to fit your lifestyle, which obviously includes dogs to most of our listeners, and it should be fun for you, not what your neighbor, your mother-in-law, or your friends tell you you should have. You're the one that has to live there, and it should be comfortable and relaxing. And I think your tiles really add a special touch. I really do.
Well, thank you. And if you don't want to use them in your kitchen, I mean, even the, like the little mirrors, if you do have a dog or if you have a friend or your mother that has a favorite dog, the little mirrors are just fun and they could be hung any place.
Oh, absolutely. Or like you said, that it, you make those the tiles that are 6x6, the special tiles. That's just terrific hanging anywhere in a home. It's just a special little moment, or you could use it as a trivet. So that's terrific.
And also my dogs, I know many of these breeds have, like the King Charles can come in right now on my website, it's kind of the reddish brown, but I know that they have tricolor. And if people send me pictures of the dog, I can get a color likeness. And I call it a likeness, not a portrait.
Exactly. And I think the beauty of your tiles is they're handmade. Each one is individual, and they have their own characteristics. And while you do represent a Dalmatian or a Great Dane or a Dachshund or a Pug, it's not going to look exactly like everybody, just like people. Every dog looks different and has different characteristics. But certainly when you look at it, you know it's a Bernese Mountain Dog or a Jack Russell, and you recognize the breed. But it's just that added little oomph, and I think arts and crafts are so important, fine crafts in America, to support it when there are so many things that are being imported. And this just adds beauty and value, I think, to any home. Thanks again for coming.
Thank you for calling me.
If you love animals at all, you really have to check out Margaret's site, and we'll have links up so you can find them. I so appreciate you coming today, Margaret, and I thank all of our listeners for visiting Decorating Tales today and listening to another episode. And thank you for sharing your expertise on how to decorate with dog tiles. If you want any more information on pet-friendly decorating, please visit interiordesignhound.com. You'll find loads of pet-friendly pictures, information, and links about my favorite subject, good design with a canine twist. Don't forget to drop me a line at cynthia@petliferadio.com if you have any comments, ideas, questions about design, or have a serious decorating dilemma. We just might use it on the show. I want to thank all of you for listening and sharing a part of your day with Decorating Tales on Pet Life Radio. Later, I've got to let the dog out.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.